Interstellar Journey, Part 4, Going to Light Speed. The captain is making a shipwide announcement. May I have your attention, please? All department heads are requested to meet in the Pegasus meeting room in 1 hour. I repeat, all department heads are requested to meet in the Pegasus meeting room in 1 hour. 1 hour later, in the Pegasus meeting room, everyone is milling around, chatting with each other as the captain walks into the room. Upon seeing him enter with a somber look on his face, they all take their seats and wait quietly. This meeting is convened. Let's get started. We've been lingering in the solar system for a few weeks, hoping for a miracle. But all evidence shows that the Earth is dying. We estimate at least half of the 12 billion people are dead. Plant life is dying due to lowering temperatures and lack of sunlight due to the debris suspended in the atmosphere. In other words, there is no hope. The Earth is not going to recover from this catastrophic event. Does that mean we'll be leaving the solar system now, Captain? Yes. I called this meeting so we can discuss final preparations. Is there anything I should know before we exit this solar system, never to return? We've been doing what tests we can on the engines, sir, but we can only test light speed operations by actually going to light speed. We're ready in that regard. We'll have all our damage control teams on high alert when we go to light speed in case something untowards should happen. Good. That's all we can do. Sooner or later, we have to take that first step of our 10,000-mile journey. Navigator, once we exit the solar system and head towards Tau Ceti, are there any known obstructions in our way that we need to know about? No, sir. The route is clear. We're ready to proceed whenever you are. Other department heads, anything we need to discuss? Any questions or comments? I've been spending the last few days conducting classes and holding seminars on what everyone should expect when we go to light speed. Since we've never done it before, it's kind of difficult to be sure we're putting out good information, but we're doing the best we can. The med bay has no critical patients that we need to worry about. Physically, the population is ready for the transition and whatever stresses we might experience, if any. We've been printing articles and carrying headlines for days, informing everyone that going to light speed is imminent. There should be no surprises when you make the announcement, sir. I can have all the dishes and kitchen items secured within 2 hours, Captain. Just give me that much notice. Likewise, Captain. 2 hours' notice should be adequate for us to stow all our cleaning gear so it will be out of the way in case of any emergencies requiring passage through the hallways and corridors. IT systems are ready, sir. No disciplinary problems, Captain. My department is ready to go at any time. Environmental systems are nominal, sir. No problems are anticipated. All ship systems report ready, Captain. We can go to light speed on your order. The captain gets up and walks over to a control panel on the wall and picks up a microphone. He punches a button for shipwide announcement. May I have everyone's attention? This is the captain speaking. We will be exiting our solar system in 2 hours. Everyone should ensure their belongings are stowed securely away somewhere. Just before we go to light speed, we will make one final announcement. That will be everyone's cue to clear the corridors in case any emergencies need damage control personnel to move about the ship quickly. Make sure you know where you want to be at that time. This is a matter of shipwide safety. Anyone not complying with this request may be subject to disciplinary action. That is all. The captain looks at his department heads and then at the XO. XO, be ready to exit the solar system and take us to light speed in 2 hours. Aye, Captain, the ship will be ready. Department heads, make sure your departments are ready to support light speed in 2 hours. Dismissed. The department heads exit the room smartly to begin their final preparations. All spaces in the ship are abuzz with excitement that their journey is about to begin in earnest. The engineer is sitting in maneuvering, the command center of the engineering spaces. His brow is furrowed in deep thought as he ponders all the things that could go wrong with the engines when transitioning from sublight speed to light speed for the first time. These engines have never been tested under actual field conditions in deep space before. He crosses his fingers and prays that the designers were among the best minds on the planet. Finally, 2 hours pass. May I have your attention, please? This is the captain speaking. If you look out the windows on the port side, you can catch one final glimpse of Jupiter as we pass by it. In 1 minute, I would ask you to please clear the corridors and return to your quarters or go to an approved assembly or observation area. We will be going to light speed in 5 minutes. This is a historic moment. What we are about to do, no human has ever done before. We are going to gradually accelerate and travel at 90% of the speed of light. We fully expect to encounter some problems. Do not worry. We have damage control and emergency response personnel in standby, ready to deal with problems as they arise. If you hear any alarms, please remain calm and stay where you are and listen for further instructions from the bridge. May I wish Godspeed to all of us. That is all. Captain out. The captain, XO, and navigator are already on the bridge. The other department heads are in their department spaces. 5 minutes pass. The captain announces that the ship will be going to light speed. XO, is the ship ready? Yes, sir, on your command. Helm, take us to light speed. The helm leans over his control panel and makes the necessary adjustments. The ship begins to accelerate. The sound of the engines and the vibrations in the ship's hull are imperceptible at first, but slowly increase in intensity as they strain to change the massive momentum of the ship. Sir, light speed times 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%. Suddenly, an alarm klaxon sounds, and lights begin flashing on several of the control panels on the bridge. Helm, hold at 60% light speed. Aye, aye, sir. Holding at 60% light speed. Maneuvering, what's your status? Captain, we have some power conduits overheating from the strain. We request 10 minutes to adjust the cooling systems to redistribute our cooling streams to handle the excess heat. Very well, engineer. Let me know when things stabilize so we can continue raising speed. Aye, sir. After 10 minutes pass, the alarms are quiet and the flashing lights have ceased. Bridge, this is maneuvering. We are ready to proceed with acceleration to light speed. Very well, maneuvering. Helm, take us to 70% speed, light speed, and hold.